This is the Mindset Toolkit Podcast. The continual pursuit of improvement.
How's everybody going? My name is Solomon, host of the Mindset Toolkit Podcast, and this is a quick episode that I like to call Lessons of the Day, where I review some items that I've learned over the last couple of days and distill them down into talking points that you can add to your toolkit. So here we go. This first segment comes from the Tim Ferriss Show and his interview with Ryan Flaherty, who is a trainer of some world-class athletes and Olympians. Very interesting and helpful if you're looking to get into shape or push your performance to that next level. Speed is teachable, it's not genetic. So you want to increase your power output without increasing your mass. Increase your strength to weight ratio. This is very important for weighted athletes such as boxers, fighters, and wrestlers. You want to be able to increase that strength to weight ratio without making them heavier and bumping them up to that next weight class. He achieves this by lifting really heavy weights. This is one of the best ways to increase strength without adding too much muscle mass. So if you're familiar with powerlifting, bodybuilding, strength development, that type of thing, you want to focus on lifting really heavy weights for fewer reps. He really focuses on removing that eccentric part of the rep, so removing the lowering phase of a weight. This will help increase strength without tearing down the muscle fibers too much. So for example, he'll do a trap bar deadlift, and then at the top of the motion, he'll get his athletes to drop them down, drop the weight down so that they're not lowering that weight slowly. Now, if your gym doesn't allow this, I'd recommend quickly lowering the weight, not focusing too much on spending any time in that lowering eccentric phase. And one of the benchmarks he uses for his elite football players is 3.2 times their body weight for a trap bar deadlift. Now, if you're not an elite football player, for most healthy adults, he would say to aim for 2.2 to 2.6 times your body weight. And remember, that's only focusing on the lifting portion of that trap bar deadlift, not the lowering phase. So he also recommends not doing exercises at the gym, which would be the knee extension machine, as it puts undue stress on that knee socket, as well as Olympic lifts if you haven't been trained. It personally takes him around 2 years to teach Olympians how to lift effectively. So if you're not getting that proper coaching, you don't want to ingrain bad habits. And more importantly, you don't want to injure yourself doing Olympic lifts really, really poorly. And his recommended exercises would be the trap bar deadlift, the Bulgarian split squat, and box squats performed to 90 degree angles, and what he calls a 7-way hips. Now, all of these are Googleable. I'll put some links in the show notes, but they're probably the 4 best lifts that you can do if you don't have a lot of time in the gym. And finally, he recommends that the small little habits that you perform every day can lead to exponential life improvement down the road. So adjusting that dial an inch now will lead to miles and miles of change in direction down the road. So you want to form habits before they form you. So that basically means you want to decide what habits you want to do and make sure you do them religiously before anything else. And next up we have Kathy Fedke from The Real Wealth Show. A couple of quick mindset questions to ask yourself. So every day you want to ask yourself what you can do today to accomplish one of these 3 things: energy, family, and service. Real simple stuff. Don't overcomplicate it. And rounding up the show would be a couple of quick bullet points to just think about over the day. First of all, social comparison is toxic. Capre punctum, i.e. seize the moment rather than carpe diem. Be anti-fragile. When life kicks you around, you need to get stronger. Feelings follow behaviors. Don't count on motivation, count on discipline. If you need absolute certainty, you live in absolute terror. You either win or learn. Forget your losses immediately. Grit is willpower over the long term. To build it, having a burning why. And finally, if you know you couldn't fail, you would... So, that's all I have for today, so go out and use it. This has been Selwyn on a quick episode of Lessons of the Day from the Mindset Toolkit Podcast. Thanks for your time. Remember, what you learn today will serve you tomorrow, so go out and go get it.